Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The consolidation of services for children at the new National Children's Hospital site is one of the reasons given for the significant level of investment, making a sort of a one-stop shop for everything. Yet there's one service that won't be on the site. That's the National Genetics and Genomics Testing Laboratory. Some are saying that this is a mistake and that a site must now be identified quickly for a primary national testing service. Brian O'Connell has this story. Brian, first off, tell us, where does this testing take place right now?
Well, good morning, Philip. Currently, this testing, which is vital in the treatment of rare diseases, it's done in multiple hospitals, including Crumlin. Samples are then sent to different labs, both within and outside of Ireland. So campaigners say not locating a new national dedicated genetics testing lab on that new site is quite disappointing. But they really want to know what will happen to testing at, say, CHI Crumlin once the new hospital is in operation, and ultimately, where will an national testing lab be located?
Something that's very important for a significant number of people here who rely on this kind of testing for accurate diagnosis and treatment.
Well, 1 in 17 people in Ireland has a rare disease, and because of the somewhat fragmented nature of our testing services, it can take significantly longer to get a diagnosis here, with 37% of patients waiting 5 years. Questions are being asked as to what kind of service will remain at Crumlin, for example, and could that site in Crumlin become the new central genetics laboratory. There are now more than 6,000 known rare diseases. Generally, genetics testing is being used now more and more as a very effective healthcare tool. Now, Vicky McGrath, Chief Executive of Rare Diseases Ireland, it's the National Alliance for Patient Organisations for People Living with Rare Diseases. And she told me, Philip, about the background to concerns she has about our commitment to genetics and genomics testing here.
You know, we've recently established a new genetics and genomics strategy, national strategy for the country. Key part of, the genetic service, the genomic service, is a lab. And the lab that we have today, the main national lab for genetic and genomic services in Ireland, is based in Crumlin Children's Hospital. And as we all know, the hospital is moving to the new campus in St. James's imminently. But as part of that move, the laboratory, the genomics laboratory in Crumlin, is not moving to the new children's hospital, and in fact has no home to go to. It will go somewhere at some stage. And it's really very frustrating for us to hear that, you know, this is, I guess, the focus and the attention that they're putting on this critical infrastructure, that, you know, a decision will be made in the future as to where it goes. And in the interim, it's going to be left in, I guess, an old defunct building that is apparently going to be repurposed for another use altogether.
What impact is it having then, this uncertainty?
We know that genetics and genomics is the medicine of the future, and rare diseases and the medicines, you know, for rare diseases are at the cutting edge of that. And yet we don't have the infrastructure. There are a couple of labs in some of the hospitals. There are some small specialised labs. If you are fortunate enough to be visiting a consultant that's in one of those hospitals, you'll get access to those services. Mm-hmm. But what happens if you're, you know, not visiting a consultant in that hospital? You know, how do we make sure that there's equitable access to genetic and genomic services in the country? And really, the best way of doing that is by building a national laboratory that can provide, I guess, access, be it that there are satellite laboratories around the country, but that it gets channeled through a central portal. And really, you know, we can't afford to have multiple genetics laboratories. We don't have, I guess, the manpower and the expertise. Yeah. We certainly don't have the financial resources to maintain and upgrade multiple labs around the country.
So you can hear, Philip, the concerns expressed by Vicky McGrath from Rare Diseases Ireland. In terms of what she would like to see happen now, given that the lab won't be part of the new Children's Hospital site, she told me what she believes should happen next.
So you really want to have a really state-of-the-art central lab, maybe with a backup through Northern Ireland or something, some type of all-Ireland basis that we're supporting one another if there's a problem. So in the intervening period, over the next, 5 years, 10 years, we've seen how long it took to build a national children's hospital. I don't know how long it'll take to identify a greenfield site for a new laboratory and build that. But presumably it's going to be 5 years. So what's the plan? How are we going to bridge that? At the moment, samples are being sent to laboratories across Europe. Irish samples that aren't prioritised, you know? They will prioritise their local patients before they will prioritise the Irish patients.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's just troubling. It's more delay in diagnosis, I guess.
And that's ultimately the impact here will be on patients who present and who are waiting an inordinate amount of time to get their diagnosis. Therefore, you know, targeted treatment can begin.
Absolutely. So the most recent data that we have from a survey that was run on a European basis, the Irish data is saying that it's taking 6+ years to get a diagnosis in Ireland for a rare disease. And so, you know, while you're on that diagnostic journey, not quite sure what it is, many people are being misdiagnosed. And, you know, a proper genetic service will provide early access to a diagnosis and make sure that you're on the right treatment and care pathways.
And Brian, has anybody raised Rare Diseases Ireland's concerns in the Dáil?
Well, someone who has been asking questions about our services here and what the plan is Dennis Nocton, who's independent TD for Roscommon Galway. This is some of what he told me when we spoke.
I have been asking the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, Minister for Health, about the future location of the genomics lab that's currently based at Crumlin Hospital, the Children's Hospital in Dublin. And the reason I've been asking it is the Children's Hospital has been relocated to the new National Children's Hospital. But bizarrely, they are not transferring the genomics lab that is based in Crumlin at present to the new Children's Hospital. And I've asked a very simple question. Where is that laboratory going? And no one has been able to give me a clear answer in relation to that. Now, this lab is vitally important because for children with rare diseases, 30% of whom will never celebrate their fifth birthday, getting access to a diagnosis gives them the opportunity to source a treatment that can prolong their far too short lives, or give them access and hope that something may become available. But if they can't get a diagnosis, and they won't be able to get a diagnosis without getting access to this genomics lab, then they are left in a very, very difficult position. On average, it's taking about 2.5 years to access genetic diagnostic tests in this country, which can revolutionise care for some patients. In the north at the moment, it's taking about 3 months to get access to the very same genetic test.
What are you being told, Dennis, when you're asking the questions?
Well, for the last 6 months, I've been told nothing because no one seems to know what's happening. What I'm now being told is that the intention is to look at the possibility of centralising the services of the different genomic services, so the ones that are in Crumlin, the ones that are in St. James's Hospital, and different hospitals scattered around the country. But I've asked the HSE, well, where is this genomic testing taking place at the moment? How many tests are being carried out? How many tests are being sent abroad for analysis? And they have told me that they don't know. Genomics and genomic treatment and testing is not being given the priority it should be within our health services. And I believe that's why there hasn't been a decision made on the future of the facilities that are currently based in Crumlin.
OK, so Dennis Nocton says that he can't get a clear answer to the question as to where a new lab is going to go, or also why wasn't it incorporated into the new hospital right from the start. You've put some questions to the HSE and to the Department of Health about this. Did you get any clarity?
Not a huge amount of clarity, I have to say. I put a number of questions asking them where the testing laboratory will be housed once the new hospital opens. Why was the lab not moved to the new site, or why was that not considered? Will an investment be made, for example, in Crumlin? What are the current wait times for testing results here on average? So the HSE directed me to the Department of Health, and late last night I got a response. They acknowledge there's currently no dedicated primary public genetic and genomic testing lab here in Ireland. There is a process underway of identifying a sustainable model, they say, for delivering this testing care in Ireland. So they're going to be assessing the capacity and then look at what patients' needs are. There was a strategy that was published, they say, Philip, and this strategy is going to look at delivering a national service and strengthening the infrastructure. And it may look at determining a future location for a single national testing laboratory. In the meantime, testing continues at different sites. Now, I did ask that question about, well, what is the average wait time here if you're looking for a genetic test? And what they've told me, quite interesting, is that key performance indicators for turnaround times are actually agreed locally. They're not collated centrally. So the HSE or the Department of Health couldn't tell me how long you'd be waiting on average for a genetic test here in Ireland at present.
OK. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for that.